From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
This is Ivan Foster here. Thank you for tuning in. You're very welcome to our program. We're coming to the conclusion of a brief little study that we have been conducting within the general study of Mark's Gospel. We've been looking at chapter 6, particularly the incident recorded in the verses 45 through to 49, where the Savior comes to the disciples as they're toiling in the midst of darkness on the Sea of Galilee, trying to cross over it, but being hindered by contrary winds. We have been seeking to point out how that this incident illustrates for us the age in which we live. We have considered how that, first and foremost, even as all this was happening, Christ was engaged in prayer, even as he is now, before his Father, praying for the church on earth. We considered also how that the disciples were rowing amidst great opposition. And as Christians today, we must learn to expect increasing opposition as this age draws to a close. Also, we noted that it was at the darkest hour when the Savior drew near. It was in the fourth watch, as the night was ending and the dawn was about to begin. Praise God, there's a dawn of a glorious day coming. We'll be looking in a moment or two at the fact that when Christ comes to his disciples, then everything is immediately made good. And thank God, when the Savior comes, all will be well. Let me remind you about the program tonight, and also the fact that we're giving away a book which is an exposition of the book of the Revelation that I wrote not too long ago. And we're giving it away to anyone who requests it. Now, I have to say that stocks are limited. We have almost been sold out of the book, and I thought that the few that I have left, perhaps I could offer them to our listeners. I can't promise that everyone will get one, but if there's one in stock and you apply for it, then you'll get it. So please do contact us. We're also offering a tape of a sermon preached by the Reverend Paul Fitton on the latest craze for children, the pocket monsters, I think they call them. You'd like to hear that. It's a warning to parents to be aware of the danger that this particular craze presents. Write to us, phone us for that tape as well. It's free. Now, I want to just remind you of the words of Scripture we're looking at, and then after that, we're going to play a gospel hymn. And that gospel hymn is I'd Rather Have Jesus, and it's sung for us by Frank Boggs. Let me read those verses to you that we've been looking at. Verse 45 of Mark chapter 6. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea. May God bless his word. Now here's Frank Boggs and that lovely gospel hymn.
I'd rather have Jesus than all the world.
Turning to those verses we read together, considering this morning that when Christ returns to this earth, all will be well for his people. Verse 51, the wind ceased. Christ brought an end to all that had been working contrary to his disciples, and so it shall be when Jesus returns again. It's an interesting little thought that in the verse 53, we are told that they were rowing toward the land of Gennesaret. And do you know what that name means? It means the harp. They were rowing toward the land of the harp. Well, praise God, every Christian is striving to reach the land of the harp, because that's what heaven is all about. Listen to Revelation chapter 14 and the verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Heaven is a land of harps. It's a land of music. It's a land of singing, for it is a land of joy. Again, from the book of Revelation, the same thought. This time it's chapter 15 and the verse 2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Bless God, we're heading for the land of the harp. Now when Jesus comes, as I said, he will put an end to all the opposition that his disciples have been facing. This world, under Christ, will know peace and joy and contentment for 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20 and the verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. 1,000 years of calm, of peace, of holiness, of God's rule and God's order. Praise God, that's what awaits this world. Yes, it will get darker and darker, more wicked and more sinful as we approach the return of Christ. But upon the return of Christ, he will bring to an end the buffeting of the winds, the evil principalities and powers that oppose all that is of God. They will be brought into subjection in the day of the Lord Jesus. The reign of Christ is mentioned in many places in the Bible. And let me just read some verses from Psalm 72. the verses 7 through to 11, it sets before us this wonderful reign. In his days, that's the days of Christ, shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. That's what will happen when Jesus comes again. I'll conclude with one more quotation. This time it's from Isaiah and the chapter 2. And it speaks of Christ in the verse 4. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. When Jesus comes, all will be well. Dear Christian, it is our duty to keep on pulling on the oars of the old gospel ship, battling the waves and sticking to the course that Christ has set us, not turning aside for any. I hope that's what you're doing, listener. I hope you're a Christian. If you're not, may you call upon the name of the Lord and from this day begin to live faithful to him. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.